I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. This week, the NBA lost a legend, the USC Trojans lost a football game, and an NFL linebacker lost his position, at least temporarily. Yeah, we're talking sports with NPR's Tony Cox and New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden. They started by talking about the passing of an NBA legend.
Red Auerbach, who was laid to rest this week. I mean, he did a lot of stuff, although I don't know if the young people really know his association with bringing African-Americans into the sport in a major way in terms of Bill Russell as coach and things of that sort. Talk about his legacy.
This will be a great history lesson. The Celtics were the first team to draft an African-American player, Chuck Tarzan Cooper. You know, Auerbach was the first one to start five black players. I mean, at a time when it was just unheard of.
And in Boston.
Yeah. He would not let business and his desire to win be circumscribed by, by sort of racial mores of the day. And so he had Bill Russell, he had Casey Jones, you know, Sam Jones. And he said, listen, the five best players are black. I'm going to play them. And again, man, this guy won nine NBA titles with the Celtics as a coach. And he won seven more as a general manager. Nobody is going to do that again, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk one more second about the NBA before we move on to another topic. The season is underway now. Chicago Bulls start with a bang. The Lakers kind of start with a little bit of a bang with this new kid who's supposed to replace Shaquille O'Neal. The defending champion Heat get really slapped around on opening night, the night that they got their ring. So who do you like? It's early.
I like the Knicks.
Come on.
I'm telling the audience right now on November 3rd.
Oh my god.
I'm not saying they're going to win the championship. You say who do I like?
Okay.
I want the Knicks to do well because just like when Notre Dame football is doing well, college football is great. When the Knicks and when New York is rocking, I think the NBA is really great cuz you know, I mean, I'm from Chicago, but you associate basketball with New York.
That's true. And they did win in a thrilling triple overtime win.
That was
this
a great
week, really.
Game. But if you look back and you say, well, who do you really think has a legitimate chance of winning the NBA championship? Any team with a healthy Shaquille O'Neal has an opportunity to go all the way. Any team with a healthy LeBron James has a chance to go all the way. And any team with a driven Kobe Bryant. And obviously, as long as Tim Duncan is healthy, and Tony Parker is healthy. You know, those are teams that are always going to be in the hunt, and then there's going to always be a surprise.
All right. Well, let's move on to college football. You know, I hate to do this to you because I really do like and respect you as a sports journalist.
Here we go.
But you know, you said that the USC Trojans were going to play for the national championship and then they go up and get spanked by a 4-3 Oregon team. So now what are you saying about the BCS this week, Mr. Roden?
I don't even remember that conversation. When did we have that conversation? No, I like Ohio State. But no, seriously, you know, USC had been really playing with fire. And you knew that they, ever since they lost to Texas,
yeah.
You knew they were not the same kind of dynasty. And to be honest, you know, we talk a lot about USC's dominance. But Ohio State, ever since they beat Texas by 17 points, not only have they not lost since then, but no opponent's even been closer them to 21 points.
Are they going to get is he going to get the Heisman too, their quarterback?
Troy?
Yeah.
Troy Smith. Listen, man, I mean, you know, everybody talks about Brady Quinn, but nobody's playing better in college football than Troy Smith.
Well, listen, let's keep it at football, but let's take it up to the next level of football, the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts and Chicago Bears still undefeated, but seems it's hard to pick a winner between those two.
No, Tony, I like the Colts, man. This is a great year for really good teams because there's no one dominating team. The one great team, though, is Indianapolis. You look up and down the line, including Chicago. Nobody has got a great quarterback except for who? The Colts.
You don't like Tom Brady?
Tom is a really good quarterback. He's sort of the Bart Starr of this generation. He's a good quarterback with a great system. Peyton Manning is a great quarterback.
But listen, Indianapolis does this every year. They have a great regular season, get to the postseason, and then what happens?
Yes, but I just think this year that the spirit really is with the Colts. I really do. I think that last year And again, on a serious note, I traveled to Indianapolis. I mean, I traveled to Florida for Tony Dungy's son's funeral, just out of the respect I have for Tony. And, you know, involvement with death, man, really, it affects you in ways you don't know. And I think it affected him. It affected the team. But this year, man, I just think that the Spirit's going to be with them. Now, I just think they're going to play for the championship. I don't know if they're going to win it, but I think they're going to be there.
All right. Obviously, you were referring to Tony Dungy, the coach of the Indianapolis Colts, whose son died tragically last year.
Right.
Bill, I want to thank you. We've run out of time, though.
That's it?
That's it.
Listen, man, you know, what is it? Good things happen quick. I don't know if that's what they say. But. All right. Thank you very much, John.
See you
Take
later.
Care.
That was NPR's Tony Cox with New York Times sports columnist William C. Roden.